Turn your headphones up right now. It's time to name that tune. Time to name that tune.
Oh, he's on the phone. He's ready to whoop you, Kevin. Let's go. It's Sean from Thompson Falls. Hey, buddy.
Hey, boy.
How are you, bud?
Good.
Man, you sound raring to go today.
Let's do it.
How's the week been treating you?
Good.
And what's the big plans for the weekend then?
I'm going to the movie tonight.
And you're going to go see what at the movie theater there in Thompson Falls, Montana?
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Really? Wow. Okay. All right. I like it. Are you a big Marvel guy or no?
Yeah. I missed the last two Deadpool movies, but...
Okay. I think you'll be fine.
Last Deadpool movie, they are coming out with Deadpool 3 next year.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got a big movie planned. And that's it?
And then hopefully we can be outside for our church picnic on Sunday, but with the rain moving in, I doubt it.
Oh, man. Dang it.
And then the fair is next week, so.
Jeez.
Oh, okay.
You got a busy time, buddy.
And our first football game up in Conrad is next Friday.
Do you go to road games?
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you.
Well, and Conrad is up on the High Line, so.
That's what I was going to say.
It's forever away.
It's a long ways away.
Over 300 miles.
Whoa.
Isn't that far away?
Holy smokes. You could drive to Seattle from here for that.
That is classic Montana sports.
No kidding. Yes, that's right. Just a little weekend contest, and we'll just drive 300 miles.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's play. We got the year of 2004 as chosen by our buddy Bruce here, okay?
That works.
All right. 2004, name that tune in 3, 2, 1.
Kevin, remember when Alan Jackson.
Whoa. Jeez. Song was actually in a trivia question for Beat the Show just not that long ago. What are
remember?
The chances?
It was.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Remember? When? Remember? 1-0. He was pretty fast there, Sean. Better watch out. He's kind of on his game today. I know.
All he needs to do is slip up once by getting too cocky, and I swoop in and... Be his
we're in. Well, we hope for it.
That's how it's gone in the past, yes.
It really is. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Redneck Woman, Kevin. Redneck Woman, Gretchen Wilson.
Whoa.
2-0.
2-0 is correct. He knows he's got the scoreboard, too. You want to count it down, Sean? Maybe that'll help.
3, 2, 1. Play.
I'm just trying to be
a father.
John?
There is a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother.
American Soldier, Toby Keith. Rest in peace.
Up and Adam bright and early.
What a tribute.
Yeah. That song gives me chills every time. All right. 2-1 in favor of Kevin Eugene James. Go for it again. Count us down, Sean.
3, 2, 1. Sarah Evans, Suds in a Bucket. She was in
the backyard. Wow, that thing's only 20 years old.
Yeah.
When a prince pulled up. Hold up. Oh, I pick up truck.
Yeah, boy. 2-2 as we roll on through 2004. All right, John, let's hear it.
3, 2, 1.
Kevin.
Sean.
Live like you're dying, Tim McGraw.
You don't have to yell about it.
In your face, Kevin. Hey, he's going to go beat your butt. You're not lying. Man, that was one note. Is that song that recognizable with one note?
Yeah.
Holy smokes, that's crazy. All right, let's see if there's some of these other. I feel like this song might be recognizable with one note. Just letting you know that you might have to be ready.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, Sean, it's 3-2 in favor of you. Let's hear the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Kevin.
John, Kevin.
Palm Beach. Blake something.
That's right, Kevin.
Driving down the interstate.
What the?
Singing Margaritaville and minding my home.
That's absolutely correct, Sean. 3, 2.
Is he okay, Sean?
Yes. Sean, Gary Allen, nothing on by the radio.
Whoa.
Good Lord Almighty, you are a machine.
Okay, that one really...
2004 was your year.
Boy. Yeah, man.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
Way to go.
Oh, 5-3. It's going to be a win for Sean, but let's play it out. 3-2-1.
Kevin, days go by, Keith Urban.
Wow, Kevin. 5-4. Ooh, I could find it. How many chances do you want here, Kevin? Ooh, I do want to play this one. Let's see if I can get this one. All right, Sean, hold on. Give me 1 second. All right, count me down, buddy.
3-2-1. Sean, Redneck Yacht Club.
No.
Craig Morgan.
Incorrect, Kevin.
Slow down, bud.
Chance to steal, Kevin. Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
All right, chance to steal for Kevin.
Sounds very Alison Krausey. Oh, this is Lone Star, Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom. Wow. Yeah. I mean, better late than never on the loss, Kevin, but well done there at the end. Yeah.
Darn it.
Sean,
you are on it, buddy.
Man, what a day. Whew. Well done, bud.
5-41-6.
5-41-6 is a good record to have.
It is a record, yep.
And name that tune. I thought you were in trouble for a while there, buddy, but well done. All right, man, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, see you, buddy. You're the best.
I know.
Literally my favorite thing he does.
It's so great. Kevin, I'm going to give you a chance to have a little throwback here. Which particular song of the ones we just played in the contest?
Oh, man, of all of those?
I know, there's a lot of good ones there. It was Remember When, Redneck Woman, American Soldier, Suds in the Bucket, Live Like You Were Dying, Some Beach, Nothing On But the Radio, Days Go By, Mr. Mom.
Oh, wow. Pressure, Kevin.
You should do Some Beach for Warren.
Cool. Oh, because Warren's on a beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I can go with that one.
Okay, wow.
Some Beach.
Bruce, nice effort. Producing the show today.
State, running 30 minutes late, singing Margaritaville and minding my own. Some foreign car driving dude with a road rage attitude pulled up beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing and warm breezes blowing. I picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of nowhere a Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair on some beach somewhere. I sat in that waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, there's a beautiful sunset burning
Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That has not been used
it's
for over
very
a year.
Bad decision to have the man who talks the most on that microphone.
Kevin James.
I'm trying to be quiet because it seems like it's really loud.
This is going to be such a great experiment.
If I stand back here, it still gets me.
Yeah. Sounds like he's calling into the show.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Pole time.
All right,
what?
Fellas,
is it
pole
time?
It's pole time.
Pole time.
Kevin, what time is it after the show?
What time is it after the show? What do you mean?
Steve, do you know what time it is after the show?
Pill time.
Pill time.
Oh, pill time.
Oh, I thought it was like 10:05.
Kevin's alarm goes off. What time's your alarm go off?
10:35.
10:35.
If you haven't taken them, take them.
Yeah. So sometimes we'll be in a little post-show meeting, and Kevin's little phone alarm goes off, and beep, beep, beep. Steve and I immediately go, pill time.
If you guys noticed, awesome. It has not been on for...
I haven't heard it.
Couple weeks.
What's the deal? Oh. Did you shut it off or you're just remembering?
Yeah, I think I shut it off accidentally.
Oh, no.
That's probably what maybe turn that back on.
Yeah, maybe that's a reminder we need, bud.
Yeah, that's an important one.
Let's go with yes on that. Let's see what we have here this week. I did remember this one. I don't know if we ended up doing from just before we left for vacation. How old were you when you found out life was not fair? How old were you, Bruce?
Obviously. High school, I guess.
Okay, so you're a teenager.
Teenager, wow,
late,
oh yeah.
Late to the program. What did you have, Monty? When did you realize life wasn't fair?
Last Tuesday.
Oh, no. Man.
No. I would say, let me think about this. Four older brothers.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Didn't take long.
When I had a true sense of self, that would be it. So whenever that... I realized I was a person.
Mm. Life yeah, so 0 to 10, I think you'd be in that
somewhere
category.
Somewhere in that category.
That was also 61% of the world. There was also, your options were 0 to 10, 11 to 15, 16 to 21. Bruce, that would be you. That was 22%. And then there was the fourth answer you could have chosen was when I was 33. And you know, I'll know when why we put that in there.
Seems awfully directed.
It was right at you, Steve.
Very direct.
Just found out.
Yeah.
Right on the money.
This one says, what do you lose more, a Tupperware lid or a sock?
Oh.
Bruce?
Well, I don't lose them, but I can't never figure them out.
I assume you're talking about Tupperware lids.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can figure out socks, right? You got that one down.
I don't care what they look like. I put a couple on.
Just put them on and go. Yeah, those lids, they don't ever seem to match up. Uh-uh. And, yeah. What do you lose more, Monty? Tupperware lid?
Well, since I've got all matching socks now, I bought all one brand.
Oh, wow. Good effort.
So I don't have to worry about that part. I'm going to go with Tupperware lids, but it's not Tupperware, but those lids.
Yeah, the snapware or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that was a 50-50 on the
poll. Was it really?
On the poll.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, both? Can I answer both? This one is, do you have an iPod you currently use?
An iPod you currently use. An iPad.
No, iPod.
It's a pod.
Yeah, what's a pod? That's a great answer, Bruce. Yes, Bruce, one point.
2005 called. They want their tech back.
So no to you, Monty.
No.
I never actually
had one, ever.
Really? Didn't have the shuffle? Didn't have any? Oh, wow, either. Yeah. 81% said no. What year is it?
Huh.
Yeah.
Pull time.
Couple more for you here. Who's the most famous weatherman? Willard Scott, Al Roker, or Tom Sherry? Bruce.
Oh, geez.
Oh, well.
Well, Willard Scott, probably nationally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom. Locally.
Old Tom. Are you going to go with Willard Scott?
Yeah, I guess so.
What do you say, Monty?
What were my choices again?
Willard Scott, Al Roker, or Tom Sherry.
I might go with Willard.
Yeah, Willard Scott.
Tom.
Yeah,
Willard Tom.
Willard Scott might have been too old for the survey. Sorry to say.
Yeah.
Al Roker with the win, 44%. Steve didn't even know who Willard Scott was, did you?
I feel like I've heard the name after you've said it like 15 times.
Bruce, did you ever know any? Thank you. Did you ever know anybody who got a jar of Smuckers with their own picture on it because they turned 100? Because that's what we found out. That's what Willard Scott would actually send to people when they turned 100.
Oh,
and
he did
the birthdays on TV.
Centurions.
Yeah. And then he'd send them a jar of Smucker's jelly or jam or whatever with their own picture on it.
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. Who was it, Kevin? Who was it that said their grandfather got it?
I don't know who it was, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Someone off the text line, right?
Yeah. Their grandfather, when he turned like 103, got a actual jar of Smucker's from Willard Scott.
Yeah.
And we said they should bring it back.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it back. Come on, Smuckers. What are you up to?
Poll time.
Have you eaten potato salad on a hot dog?
Ooh. That's next.
Monty?
That sounds good.
It sounds
no,
good?
I have not.
Okay, well, see, we're here to help.
I would do that.
Bruce, nice face.
the combo of flavors. I like both. Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, they come on the same plate.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Okay. Mix it up.
The combo can be in your mouth, is what you're saying, Bruce. Yeah.
I deck out my hot dog, man. It's got pickles and bacon on it and all kinds of fun stuff. Ham.
I'd be a no for me.
No to you. Yeah. No, the big winner. I mean, I think I should have asked, or would you plan on it? Because I feel like maybe this has educated some people, but still, 88% said no.
Yeah.
Monty.
Well,
take that.
I have weird tastes.
Do you have to stand on a phone book at work? Monty.
No.
Bruce, no, did you ever have to stand on a phone book at work?
No. Afraid not.
You don't know what you're missing.
He shortened the counter.
So you don't right, know. Right. Yeah, that's right. You made the counter as high as you want to.
I did.
Yeah, that's right. Nope, with a 93%.
Were you the only respondent?
I didn't actually respond, but they said yes. I mean, somebody did, yeah. Let's see here. Is it okay to run wearing regular work clothes?
Like jog? Like or exercise? Well,
I think it just depends where you are. That's where I would.
I mean, if you have to run, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what. I mean, if it's a need, but to do it as an exercise, no.
No, yeah, I definitely don't want to exercise. Bruce, run in work clothes?
No.
Was it you, Kevin, that saw it?
Yeah, I just don't like it when people run. Like inside, mainly it's indoors.
Well, yours was also a firefighter, right?
So it was a firefighter running from the fire truck into business.
Yeah, you're like
a police officer chasing someone down. Well, yeah, they're going to be required to run.
Yeah, that's a little different.
I don't think he was working.
So?
I think it was just he parked the truck and was like, I'm parked in a fire lane. I need to run into the bank real quick.
Yeah.
Did
he park the fire truck in the fire lane?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then, yeah, he can run all day long. He gets a free pass. They get a free pass.
I agree.
I will say that if you see somebody running who's just wearing work clothes, you know, and you realize that you're more on high alert because you're like, what's going on?
Why would you be running right now?
Like, what are you running from or running to?
Right.
And do I need to pay attention?
Yes.
That's the question.
Well, it changes if you're in an airport.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay to do it in your
airport. All bets are off. All bets are off.
Yes.
Do you eat peanut butter off of a spoon?
All the time.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. Just fly
it's a
by.
It's a great quick snack.
It is, yeah. Fly
Thank
by.
Thank you, Monty.
Stevie is that guy. Bruce?
No.
No, Bruce.
I was reaching there.
Are you a double dipper, too?
No, grab a handful.
Oh, grab a handful of peanut butter.
I'm just kidding. Wow. Yeah, it's my peanut butter. I'm going to double dip.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, you're okay with it. And lastly today was, have you ever had whiteout in your eye?
Oh. I've had a lot of things in my eyes, but
no whiteout.
No, for Bruce.
Well, it's 90 to 10, Steve, with the big no. But that does mean somebody, unless you were the one who voted.
I can't confirm or deny.
Yeah.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is the name of the famous McDonald's clown?
Kevin James.
Rodney.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, you can download the Coyote Country app for free. And how are we doing on the podcast? Or should I not mention it right now?
It's free.
No, I know that.
What about it?
I was just curious. Steve was having a little problem with it earlier.
I fixed it this morning.
Okay. All right.
Kevin's a magic man.
Yeah. Thank you, Kevin.
But you know what? I think 100% I'm the one who screwed it up.
Steve. Yeah, but you fixed it. So that's all that matters. Outcome, baby. Let's just talk about the outcome. So, yeah, you can check out the podcast too, also free.
It might have been Steve.
It was definitely me.
You can, follow, rate, Sorry review. What are all the things you can do, Kevin?
Subscribe, rate,
you can
review.
Listen, subscribe, rate, review.
Criticize.
Mm-hmm, comment.
Laugh.
Laugh, chuckle, giggle, snicker.
Fall asleep to it.
Snickers. Right, don't remember that.
That's what I do Kevin's every night.
Clip of the day.
All right, clip of the day time.
Jay, I can't remember. Oh, I remember the clip now.
Wow.
No, because I was trying to get
so funny.
One of the comedians.
I heard Tom a lot Segura, of clips from over there. Yeah,
I was trying to get that. I just realized all the clips I had saved were ones that required an edit or two.
Right.
And I didn't want to do that to Steve on a Friday.
Okay.
I just said, he's fine. Let's just do this instead.
Tom Segura, of course, tonight at the Gawkf.
What?
Gawkf. Great Outdoor Comedy Festival.
Oh.
Gawkf.
Like, that's how you, if you like go online, it literally says G-O-C-F. And I'm like, oh, the Gawkf. That's not a very good
acronym.
Not a great acronym at all.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
This clip is, you know, your dogs, Jay, they've probably done something bad.
No.
Have you ever had a chewer, one who likes to rip stuff up?
Of course,
up,
yeah.
And you've had to give them a talking to?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we lost a couch to one.
Okay. Oh, wow. This lady is not happy because she comes home and the dog has pretty much ripped up the garbage and has it everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
And
that's
so
the worst.
She's upset with the dog. It's a husky, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Which are notorious for that.
Yeah, they love that
stuff.
And
this husky, as she's trying to scold him, he doesn't want. It just reminds me of a little kid, you know, like when you get mad at a kid and they plug their ears and go, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
This is the dog version.
Blue. Who did this? Blue, come here. Come here. Who did this? Blue, sit down. No, you're a bad boy. Blue.
Oh, my.
Please.
That's hilarious.
That is awesome. Poor cow. You know what? Kind of sounds like Warren.
Singing.
Really? Blue. Bad boy. Bad boy. Sit. Sit down. Bad boy. Why is your tail wagging? You're a bad boy.
Why is your tail wagging? Oh, my gosh.
That is amazing.
That's hilarious.
I hear a word you said.
Right. The whole time she's talking, he's like, nope.
And of course, it's a husky, so he has like those blue eyes.
Right.
Just like staring at her soul the whole time.
Oh, that is so funny.
How many dogs do you think you just freaked out?
All of them.
Yes.
Good point. Yeah, for sure. If there was one listening that wasn't barking or growling or at least looking at the radio, Misha, have your dog checked because that's crazy. Mine did that in the middle of the night. I think that I saw one of the dogs heard something, so started barking, and I think it scared the other dog. So the
chain reaction?
Yeah, so it was like, you know, somebody's here, let me get you. And the other dog, who's not as aggressive, was like, oh,
no. Yeah, try that with five dogs.
Oh, man, yeah. No, thank you. The weirdest part was my son was there, and he goes, I said, man, sorry about the dogs in the middle of the night last night. That was so loud. And he goes, I didn't hear it.
What?
Yeah. Dude, one of the dogs was in your room. He's like, yeah, didn't hear it. I wish I could sleep like that.
No kidding.
Oh, man. To be young, to be able to sleep like that, I just don't think I can do that anymore. Now it's like, click. What?
Yeah.
What? Somebody here?
Did the fan shut off?
Did the fan shut off?
Here's go. Final thoughts.
All right, fellas, let's do some final thoughts here. The Friday crew, we are a shorthanded Friday crew today.
Yeah, well,
without Warren, we had a lot less laughing.
But we're not short-legged because Bruce is still here.
That's true. Yeah, good point. Very good point. Congrats on that, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Monty, you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first.
All right, what do you got for us
today? Well, just an observation that maybe direct flights aren't always the best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, just, you know.
I mean, they are and they're not. You
sometimes
know?
They can kind of bite you.
So. I can't remember who it was. Somebody from out of town recently asked me. I can't remember where we were going. He goes, you got a direct flight from there? And I just looked at him and thought, well, you obviously don't come to Spokane very often.
Google will tell you.
Yeah, you don't really.
There's not as many as there should be.
Oh, I know what it was. It was to Fargo.
Oh,
for for the wedding.
No.
And you get a direct flight to Fargo? I said, from Spokane? No.
The one that I don't understand why they don't have is a direct flight to Reno. And it is. It is. Yeah, you it would is think. Hard. It is yeah. hard and expensive to get to Reno.
Yeah, that's true.
And they do have Vegas. Direct.
They do have. Sure. They yeah. do have Vegas ones, but just not Reno.
Yeah that is weird. I don't know. That's that one seems way more obvious. Yeah. yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
so
and
anyway,
we appreciate the extra effort of you being here. I know you got home super late and yeah, all the rest no, of it.
I was like, yeah, I'm still going.
Attaboy. Otherwise, it would have been the Bruce show today.
Fine. Yeah.
Oh, well, God. That and you're going to be gone Jeez. Next week. That would have been a 5-week stretch.
Yeah, that would have been a long time.
Don't really want to do that.
Yep, that would be a long time. Brewster, final thought?
Well, this is for all the guys out there.
Okay.
From earlier when I told of my...
You yeah, want me you to too, plug Kevin. My ears?
Oh. yeah, you too, yeah, Kevin.
Kevin, just take your headphones off.
yes.
When I was in my shop and tripped over one of my numerous extension cords or
yes.
rope, pick your stuff up off your shop floor and hang it on the wall.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yes.
They Lesson
do,
learned,
They
Bruce.
Do trip.
Yeah. If you were to, like, organize your shop, you probably know a guy who has it, like, Oh, ridiculously organized.
Yes. Yeah. Oh heck yes.
It's kind of like it's one of those. Are you like that, Monty?
I did. I was an absolute mess for the longest time.
And now it's clean or vice versa?
And now I've organized it. I put up
which is awesome.
I put OSB up on all walls and made hangers out of everything.
Whatever so. That is.
Wood.
Okay.
I put wood on the
Thank
walls.
Thank you.
How's that?
I got you. Bruce, how long do you think it would take?
I want to come see your shop, Bruce.
Yeah.
Are we talking about like days, weeks,
days,
months?
Oh, weeks.
Okay.
It took me an entire winter to really get it all dialed in.
I know, but it's great at the end, right?
Yeah.
Insulated the shop, did all that, got
Might
heat in there.
Might take Bruce a week and a half just pick up the ropes and stuff
That's
off the ground.
It would.
Yeah. Untangle them.
Yeah.
Oh. Final thoughts.
At that point, you just throw them out.
How big's your shop, Bruce?
30 by 40.
Perfect. Same as mine.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. See, you already have experience at it. Yeah. Get over there.
Let's do it.
Steve, how big's your shop?
30 by 40.
Attaboy.
Yeah, there you go.
Attaboy.
Perfect size, you know?
Yeah, that's what they say. Final thoughts, Steve?
So, what was it? Wednesday? Thursday?
It was Wednesday, and then it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. And now today is Friday. It's really cool.
It's crazy how it happens.
That is strange.
That is all checking out.
There was a smell that was coming into the studio, or my room from your room.
Yes, true.
And now I think there's another one.
Oh, it's this.
Oh, it's WD-40.
Oh.
I fixed a chair.
I was like, what is that? What is that,
Steve?
It's a great smell, isn't it, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, it'll dissipate in about a month. Oh, it should be fine.
Yeah. I was like, is there painting going on? Yeah, is it whiteout? Yeah. What is happening?
You know what, though? WD-40 better than the rotten vegetables that we pulled out yesterday.
That's so true. Much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Kevin, you love the smell of WD-40, don't you?
I do. Absolutely.
To be 100% accurate, it's actually PB Blaster.
Right.
So it's got a little stronger smell than WD-40.
To give equal.
I think that is true.
Equal time.
It smells thicker.
It is.
Well, it goes through walls.
Yeah, clearly.
There is these things in the ceiling. They're called vents.
Don't try to explain it.
Okay, never mind.
It's just going to be too complicated.
Final thoughts.
He says that. He's like, man, it's called something's coming through the walls. I can smell it. Yep.
Air intake HVAC. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah. Kevin?
Don't follow.
Well, we're getting closer and closer. Oh, it's my son's birthday.
That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Oh, is his middle name Eugene, too?
Yeah, it is. He was my firstborn, and so I had to stick with the family name.
Family, baby.
And pass on the Eugene to him. Whether you want it or not, you get it. It's not bad.
That's the beauty of family names.
Amelia Eugene.
Right.
Boys only. Okay. She did not have to do that one.
Although it is weird.
What are you trying to know?
I think a lot of times anymore that people will still work it in sometimes. And some male names work a little bit better than others.
Oh, yes.
You know, as middle names, obviously.
Eugene doesn't seem that great. Mm-hmm.
Eugene?
Colby got Russell, which is mine.
Yeah. So you had the
absolutely.
Family one as well.
I mean, my wife's middle name is technically, but I mean, you spell it like a female spells Ray.
Ray.
You know, R-A-E. But then my daughter got... Sort of that, so yeah.
Okay.
Like a boy's name, though. Yeah.
So happy birthday, Tyler! 30 years old.
Man, you're old, Kevin. Holy smokes, are you okay? You should sit down.
I don't know. I feel like it hit both of us fairly hard.
Him too.
It's just
you're
like,
saying?
Yeah. Where he's like, I can't believe I'm 30. I'm like, I can't believe you're 30.
Right. Yeah.
And you know it's coming, but it's just kind of weird when your kids are in their 20s. Like,
don't blink.
And then they're 30, right. And you're like, I have a kid in the 30s.
That's true, and you think. Don't blink.
Don't blink.
It is weird when you try to tell somebody that. Sad. Like if you try to tell your children or whatever. Oh. Or even people like Steve's age. You know, Steve's 33. And you're like, hey, man. Don't. It's going to go fast. Yeah. They always look at you like, gosh,
I never believed it.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
But I was like, yeah, but not that fast.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I saw a thing today that it was one of those where it just kind of hit you, where you're like, okay, you didn't need to point all this out. It was like saying that you're 50, if you're a 50-year-old male. It said the average 50-year-old man, you've lived 66% of your life.
Yep, there it is.
You only have... I'll just read it. I found it. You have 26 years of life left on average.
Oh.
You've got 9,400.
How you feeling, Bruce?
9,490 days left.
Older by the minute.
Only 1,300 weekends.
Oh, geez.
Life is short.
Happy Friday.
Wow. What an uplifting segment
this
turned
out to
be.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thoughts.
That is a final thought.
Oh, my.
Well, it's just a good reminder to, you know, enjoy each day.
Wow. Thanks, Kev. NEXT, next.
That's kind of depressing, honestly.
It was. Well, I
think I was fine with it until he started to say how many weekends were left.
Weekends were the bad one. Like,
I'm
really
going to do the thing I've never done tonight at dinner. We're going to dinner with my son for his birthday.
Yeah.
And I am going to tell him, you know, he's...
Good question, Steve.
That's funny.
That's a very funny question.
That's funny.
Thank you for asking that question.
Well, I would imagine if he's going to eat, I'm going to pay.
Okay. All right.
I am going to say to them, he's 30, you know, the whole deal.
Oh, yeah.
Just not even try to prove it. Just get a senior discount.
Oh, to see if you can get a senior discount.
Yeah, if I have a 30-year-old kid, I obviously get a senior discount.
Worth asking.
Yeah.
Are you going someplace where they may likely make a big deal of his birthday? Because I know your son would absolutely hate that.
Oh, I don't know if they do or not. We're going to Rusty Moose.
Ooh.
You know what? I feel like that's a...
They're probably not going to make a big deal
that's
of it.
That's I got to go to the bathroom, and you walk up, and you go... Hey, he would really hate it, but the rest of us would really love it. If you guys could, like, sing or something. Yeah. Is there any way I could get you to do it?
No.
That would be great.
I mean, it'd be great.
Yeah. And then, if you don't mind video, it would be awesome.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. I like the seeing your son with that disgusted look on his face. And I've seen it many times when he's been around you.
Especially at the Rusty Moose, because it's kind of a higher-end restaurant. The
Big 99. Well, Kevin.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
All right, well, that's the show. We got to go. And on the way out, we're going to qualify some folks for the Silver to Silver sweepstakes. You could win yourself 4 tickets to Silverwood for this year and then also a 2-night stay at the Silver Mountain Resort. So that's a fun little staycation for you if you want to qualify. 509-441-0999. Take a couple folks right here, right now for that. Steve, anything else?
Oh, I'll see you in Rathdrum.
All right, see you in Rathdrum tomorrow. Tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
You're at C. Wright's Ace Hardware?
That is correct.
Boy, yeah. You're part of that family, it almost seems like.
Kevin, those grand openings or whatever. No,
they're awesome.
Customer Appreciation Days, are they?
Yes, Customer Appreciation Days.
Those are...
A couple years ago, and I was like, this is a good party.
Yeah, they do it right.
Yeah, they certainly do.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Donuts, hot dogs, music.
So,
now, I also didn't have that be the only thing I did for a weekend. Like, I still went out and did other
Kevin,
things.
Kevin, let... Just stop.
I'm just saying.
Huh. You know, you only have so many weekends left, Kevin.
I strive... 132, Steve. I strive for...
132.
Which is just 132 more weddings.
Oh,
Steve, I strive for you to have your best part of the weekend be something non-work related.
That's a fair
point.
That's
all I want this weekend for you.
Yeah.
All right.
And I want that to be a good time, too, but I want something to be even better.
Okay. Now I'm going to do something out of spite.
Yeah, boy. Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, he said that before and done nothing, so.
It gets him there. That's all it takes.
That's correct. All right. Well, have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
We are so glad you came. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.